Well, it's fair to say the kangaroo is the most well-known marsupial in the world. Yet many people don't seem to know of their cousin, the tree kangaroo. And soon we may not get that chance either. These canopy-dwelling marsupials are currently facing extinction due to feral predators, land clearing, even climate change. And now they have a new challenge to contend with, a mysterious illness that is causing them to go blind. Nathaniel Keesing asked founder of Tree Roo Rescue and Conservation Centre, Karen Coombs, about this mysterious affliction.
Lovehole's tree kangaroos are only found in far north Queensland and between Cardwell and the Daintree. So for those listening that know that area, but it's mostly up in the higher tablelands and on the Atherton tablelands. And what only 100 years ago, this was total rainforest, solid rainforest, and we cleared it for timber and then for farming. So they live in rainforests, so these guys are now locked up in little tiny fragments, mostly on private land in the middle of paddocks and roads.
They also now have to deal with this mysterious blindness. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
The last 7 years particularly, we've had an increased number of animals coming into care. We used to only get a couple a year and now we're getting sometimes over a dozen, which doesn't sound a lot, but it is when they're only the ones we hear about. These animals are coming in, turning up in really silly, strange places. So, you know, service station, workshops, the office of a high school, miles away out into the dry country away from rainforest. So I accidentally found out the first one that came into care was just bumping into things that when I first noticed this blindness. So it could have been happening a little bit longer, but the last 7 years has been an increase in those animals. So they can see a little bit, but what I usually say is enough to get into trouble. So these, I'm not going into the rainforest and rescuing these animals. They're turning up lost in strange places.
And do we know how they're going blind?
We've got a couple of ideas. So what we believe is that definitely the change in the environment and the climate. So over the last 7 years, we've had more of a hotter, drier periods over spring and summer, and even last winter was very dry. In the tablelands, we normally get 9 to 10 months of rain a year. And the rainforest itself stresses out if it dries out, and these fragments are so tiny they do. And the rainforest trees are quite toxic already. And, of course, tree kangaroos get most of their water from the leaves as well. So that's causing them one stress, is the lack of water, and then the trees themselves being toxic and then pumping out more toxins is causing stress to the animals. And we know from samples that there is brain damage and optic nerve damage in these individuals that we've taken samples from after they've passed away. So there is damage there. So they definitely have got an impairment to their sight. We don't know quite what's causing that, whether it is the actual toxins out of the leaves or that is actually causing their immune system to be low and it could be a pathogen such as a virus.
And is something like this even treatable?
No, once the optic nerve and the brain damage has occurred, those neural pathways can't be reconnected, so they can't be repaired. But the animals, once we rescue them, and they're usually fairly healthy. We have had a few that have been sick because they've been sitting in the middle of a paddock, lost. But generally, they're fairly healthy looking, so it's always been a bit of could it be a virus? Because if that's sudden, they're not sick animals. So they can be kept in captivity, and the animals that cannot be released because of their blindness will go to zoos into a captive management program.
What kind of work is being done to prevent this affliction?
Well, at this stage, we don't know what's causing it, so we can't stop it from spreading. We just don't know. And it's all over the tablelands. It's widely spread, occurring. It's not in little clumps, you know, in certain areas, which, again, is something you would normally expect from a virus. It's also not contagious, thankfully, so we've got animals in care that can see next to, you know, enclosures next to blind ones that they're not catching it off those animals, so that's good. And then when they breed in captivity, they don't pass it on to their joeys as well, which is good. But, until we know exactly what's going on and what's the actual pathogen or the cause of the actual damage, I guess at this stage what we need to do is we need to address climate change and we need to address the habitat fragmentation.
Is there anything we can do as individuals to help the tree kangaroo?
So as I was saying before, they're found only in far north Queensland and nowhere else in the world. So I think we all need to do our little bit to do what we can to slow the warming. Whether people believe it or not, in climate change, there are things that we can do to help all animals. It's not just tree kangaroos that are having issues with the drier, hotter weather that is increasing, and extreme weather. I mean, weather is gone a little bit crazy. We had flying foxes falling out of trees in Cairns by the tens of thousands last year. So I think every single person can do their own little bit just to help out. And, of course, if you own blocks up here on the Tablelands, you can plant trees as well. Certainly keep your dogs locked up. That's definitely a big one.
Founder of Tree Roo Rescue and Conservation Centre, Karen Coombs, there with Nathaniel Keesing.